U.S. and Chinese negotiators opened talks in Beijing today to discuss the April 1st accident involving a U.S. surveillance plane off China's southern coast. The American plane collided with a Chinese fighter and made an emergency landing on Hainan Island, where the crew was detained for 11 days. Reporter Anthony Kuhn has been at the Foreign Ministry building in Beijing, where the talks are taking place. Who are the negotiators for each side?
Well, there are 10 negotiators on the U.S. side, and 8 of them are military people. There are 2 folks from the U.S. Embassy, and on the Chinese side, there are some foreign ministry folks, and there are also people from the Chinese Ministry of Defense. So it's a largely military group that's meeting.
Would you call these mid-level discussions?
Yes, that's right. On the American side, it's the Deputy Undersecretary for Defense, Peter Verga, and on the Chinese side, it's Liu Shumin, who is the Director of the Americas Department in China's Foreign Ministry.
Now, what do the U.S. and China hope to get out of these negotiations?
Well, they have a pretty clear agenda for the next couple days of talks. First of all, they have to reach an understanding on what the causes of the accident actually were. Both sides have very clear positions staked out on what they believe those to be. Next is the larger issue of surveillance flights near China's coastline. China wants these to stop. The U.S. believes it has a right to continue. The other issue is what to do with the plane, the EP-3 surveillance plane that is still sitting on the ground, as far as we know, on Hainan Island. And finally, they want to find ways of preventing similar accidents from occurring in the future.
Any chance the two sides are finding common ground at these talks?
Well, since the U.S. aircrew has returned to the U.S., it seems that positions have hardened a bit, and at least the U.S. side seems to be more convinced that they're not to blame for the incident. There hasn't been a lot of coverage of that position in the Chinese media, and both sides are indicating that they want to try and preserve the overall relationship throughout these talks. One encouraging sign is that in past, the U.S. and China have had talks between the militaries, which were designed at dealing with accidents like this. In 1998, the two sides had a joint military maritime commission formed to address questions like this, and this may be a forum for the two sides to iron out their differences. So yes, I believe there are some issues which could be resolved here, particularly deciding what to do with the plane.
Are the Chinese people aware of this meeting? Are they following all this very closely?
Yes, there has been quite a bit of reporting on the incident, but the media reports have been fairly controlled. I think the government is concerned about keeping public opinions from getting too inflamed, the way they did in 1999 after the Chinese embassy in Yugoslavia was bombed by U.S. airplanes. This time, the Chinese media has concentrated on shoring up public support for their handling of the incident, and they're trying to tell the populace to translate their frustration over the incident into working harder to make the nation stronger and staying off the streets. And of course, to reinforce that point, police have dragged off some would-be protesters who took banners into the embassy area.
Reporter Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.